Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me, the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life. Amen.
God is praised and exalted above all forever. Angels of the Lord,
bless the Lord.
You heavens,
bless the Lord.
All waters above the heavens,
bless the Lord.
All you hosts of the Lord, sun and moon, stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Mountains and hills,
bless the Lord. everything growing from the earth. Spring, seas, and rivers. All water creatures, all you birds, all you beasts, sons of man, bless the Lord. And souls of the just. Holy men, humble of heart, Ananias, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord.
God is great and exalted above
all. God is praised and exalted above all forever.
Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden, for you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Oh, let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this, we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Out of the depths, I cry to you. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, if you are angry, let it be without sin. The sun must not go down on your wrath. Do not give the devil a chance to work on you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord, God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. Let awake, you may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep. Let awake, we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep, rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and from harm. Let us continue to pray for Sam, who is contemplating suicide. May God and the angels come to his aid. Let us continue to pray for my friend Sam, who's battling addiction to methamphetamines. We also pray that God and the angels come to his aid. Let us continue to keep Sister Victoria in our prayers. She's still being hospitalized, but God is certainly answering our prayers to give her a speedy recovery. She suffered a catastrophic stroke, and yet she's moving. She's recognizing people's voices. She's trying to speak. So let us continue to pray that Deacon Sister Victoria recover fully. We also keep Bishop Saccone's mother, Miss Kitty, in our prayers. She is still ill in the hospital. Let us also pray from Reverend Dustin. We ask strength in our relationships. We ask for continued health and healing for our loved ones. We ask your blessings for the legal matters affecting us. We ask for safety at our jobs. We commend those we have lost to accidental death, suicide, and failing health. We pray for peace across all nations. We pray for our world leaders, that they may be led by your example. We pray for your protection of our service members. We pray for a peaceful night's sleep and a fresh start tomorrow. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength that we need to preach the positive message of Christ. Continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas, who's still recovering from his surgery. Let us continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We pray continuously for our Bishop Long, that all the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rests upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church and the presiding archbishop. Let us pray that we may continuously be led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We pray for Bishop Kaz, our presiding archbishop. We pray that God continue to guide him and to show him a possible way to unite the church for the greater good. We continue to pray for the homeless. We continue to pray for John Thomas DeReese, his husband Gilbert, and their son Ramon. That Ramon is doing better. That God come to the family and give them peace of mind to take the stress away. We pray for all children and their parents, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas, Therese, and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and mine worthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all who may be contemplating joining the Order of St. Benedict. That God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the Order and the goal of his church. And now, my brothers and sisters, let us call to mind all the prayers and to that of which we are keeping in the silent depths of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our prayers. You are very aware of our weaknesses, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those in which we hold in the silent depths of our hearts. These prayers and the prayers of the entire church and those of the whole world, prayers the church both humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given your followers an example of gentleness and humility, a task that is easy, a burden that is light. The prayers and work of this day, and give us the rest that will strengthen us to render more faithful service to you, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.